On patrol Longboat Key Police reports, week of April 24, 2026, April 17, Boat 9, 2-2 a.m. Officer Pascuma, while on marine patrol at Longboat Pass Bridge, and saw a disabled vessel that had reportedly lost steering and collided with the bridge. Upon arrival, Officer Pascuma observed the vessel pinned beam on its port side against the Longboat Pass Bridge. The vessel's mast was lodged against the bridge structure, and strong tidal currents were actively pushing the vessel against the bridge, creating a hazardous situation for all on board. The U.S. Coast Guard was on scene and attempted to tow the vessel free from the bridge. However, due to the strength of the current and the position of the vessel, the mast still pinned against the bridge, failed and broke. As a result, the vessel shifted position abruptly, increasing the risk to passengers and responding personnel. Due to the unstable conditions, this officer maneuvered vessel alongside and safely removed all passengers, as well as one Coast Guard crew member, without incident or injury. All individuals were accounted for and relocated to a safe area. Following the breakage of the mast, the vessel eventually became dislodged from the bridge and drifted to the east side of a Longboat Pass Bridge. SeaTow was on scene and assumed control of the vessel, towing it out of the navigational channel to a safer location. Shortly thereafter, another tow company arrived on scene and took over towing operations of the vessel along with its occupants. No injuries were reported or damage to the bridge. Case clear. April 18th. Noise. 7:39 a.m. Sergeant Smith, while on patrol on Longboat Drive South, observed and heard someone operating a skid steer that was in violation of town ordinance regulating construction noise. The man indicated he was new to the job site and would make sure he did not start before 8 a.m. in the future. Sergeant Smith issued a written warning for the violation and sent the builder an email with the town ordinance attached. Case clear. April 19th, noise, 11:29 a.m. Officer Nazarino was dispatched to Juan Anasco Drive for a noise disturbance call regarding construction noise at the location. Upon arrival, Officer Nazarino made contact with the manager on site. Officer Nazarino advised him that his company in violation of the noise ordinance. The man was issued a written warning and immediately stopped the construction work. Case clear. April 20th, vehicle, 12:44 p.m., Officer Pascuma was dispatched to Broadway Street for a suspicious vehicle complaint located in a nearby alley. Upon arriving on scene, the vehicle, a red Chevy passenger van, was located. Officer Mathis and Officer Miano located the man in Tea Pool area of Broadway Street. An interview was conducted with the man who advised he was on the property for maintenance purposes. He was sent through FCIC-NCIC, which yielded negative results. No suspicious activity observed. Case clear. April 21st, vehicle. Officer Pascuma, while on patrol of Bay Isles Road, observed a blue BMW in the parking lot on jack stands with two missing tires. An FCIC-NCIC query yielded negative results for the vehicle being stolen or abandoned. Officer Pascuma made contact with the vehicle owner, who stated he resides on a boat in the moorings and got two flat tires. He stated that he had his vehicle towed, however, the tow truck would not enter Bay Isles. The man said he called the police last night to inform them of his vehicle being in the parking lot. The man will make repairs and remove the vehicle. Case clear. Person, 7:55 p.m. Officer Pascuma was dispatched to the 3700 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious person smoking on the beach. The caller stated that a 70-year-old man was last seen in an orange shirt and sitting in a chair smoking. Upon arriving on scene, Officer Pascuma made contact with a subject that matched the description, and he had an unfiltered cigar in his left hand, which is not in violation of town ordinance. Case clear. April 22nd, person 5:01 p.m., Officer Nazarino was dispatched to the 3100 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a suspicious person call regarding a 70 to 80-year-old male subject naked on the beach. Upon arrival, Longboat Key Police units canvassed the beach area from the 3100 to 3200 blocks of Gulf of Mexico Drive with negative results. The caller left the area prior to my arrival and did not wish to be contacted. Case clear. April 23rd, property, 10:45 a.m. Sergeant Smith was dispatched to a report of damage to a rental vehicle. Sergeant Smith made contact with the complainant, and she indicated that an unknown golfer had hit a golf ball into her rental vehicle. The damage was a dent to the rear passenger side quarter panel. Sergeant Smith informed the complainant to contact the rental company and provided a case number. Case clear. Incident: 11:33 a.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to the 5400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for an incident. Upon arrival, Officer Maple met with the complainant, who stated he was having an ongoing issue with another resident and wanted to file a police report. The complainant stated there was an argument the day prior in regard to water spilled in the parking lot that escalated in a verbal confrontation, with the brim of his cap bumping up against his forehead, causing him to extend his hand to the man's chest to stop any further forward progression. The complainant felt the man was trying to provoke him into a possible physical altercation and wanted the incident documented. Officer Maple explained that currently they just have an informational report and he should contact 911 for any further escalations. Case clear. Civil, 1:21 p.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to the 2000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a civil call in reference to a parking space dispute between neighbors. Upon his arrival, Officer Maple met with the complainant, who stated over the last 2 days, she had a verbal altercation with a neighbor over her assigned private covered parking spot. The complainant said that the man had parked in her spot over the last 2 days and she had blocked him in. At approximately 9 a.m., the man presented himself to her door and demanded she move her vehicle immediately. Words were exchanged at the door and later in a parking lot. No criminal activity was reported, and Officer Maple contacted management, who stated they would reach out to the man to remind him of parking regulations. The incident took place on private property, and the complainant was instructed to contact police in the event of any escalations of the situation. Case clear.